listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Another Heritage update, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Our friend Genevieve Wood joins us. Genevieve, thanks for the time.
Hey, good to be with you, Steve.
We're headed into a weekend where many are aware of the, I guess we'll call them the No Kings protest. I know I've been on their site to see the map of where protests are expected across the country. The thought, you know, occurred to me, Genevieve, that, you know, here there's the progressive left saying no kings. And, you know, they're speaking, they're trying to make it out as if President Trump is behaving like a monarch and not falling within the bounds of how our government is set up with, you know, three branches. But, you know, no kings, well, the other side can almost take point with that in the area of how judges have behaved as kings, not only prior to President Trump regaining the White House, but even since being in the White House.
I think you're right. If we want to have a no kings protest, maybe we should be protesting outside courtrooms more regularly.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, whether it's, you know, executive orders, which is mostly what they've been doing, which the president as the executive has the right to do executive orders. But in so many cases where President Trump has issued one, you've had, whether it's, you know, they're all different groups on the left that are said, we don't like that. They go and they try to fight called judge shopping. They go find a judge in Sacramento or in Albuquerque or anywhere in the United States and say, hey, we don't like this. Could you please try to stop it? And if the judge agrees with them, and they always, of course, shop for a more liberal judge, they'll put what they call a stay on it, saying we're stopping that order from taking effect until it can be heard in the court. And that's happened hundreds of times since the president's come in. It's happened more to him than any other president in previous history, and not by like five or six cases, but by a lot of cases. It's very clear that's the way they're trying to take this on. And so you see it happening, you know, at the appeals court level, the lower court level. But some of them, you know, they've tried to, you know, the administration is not just sitting on the sidelines, they're fighting back. And I was glad you wanted to talk about this because one of my colleagues, Hans von Spakovsky, who some of your listeners may be familiar with, he's an attorney at Heritage and he follows cases like this. He just recently wrote an article for The Federalist. So they're great allies of ours. You can go to federalist.com to see his article there on this. But he's trying to encourage people who, like, gosh, every time the president does something, they just, you know, they take it to court and stop it. That's happened a lot. But the reality is, in many cases, the administration comes in and gets the court to undo, to stay that lower court. And this is getting probably confusing for people, but gets them to stop that lower court stay so the law can go into effect until the final hearing is had. So what people need to understand is, in many cases, and almost all of them, the final word has not been issued yet from the ultimate court, whether it's the Supreme Court or an appeals court, who will make these decisions. But there's a lot of fighting going on.
Well, and it also seems like those lower courts that are making those decisions and, you know, in decisions that are contrary to what the executive branch had tried to do, those lower court decisions seem to make headlines, headlines much more often than you'll see when they're overturned.
Right, when the administration won. That's exactly right. And I think what's important for people to know is, here you have an executive order, whether, for example, on things like, does the president have the right to fire or fire people who work in the government because maybe he's trying to shrink a particular agency, in some cases, shut down a particular agency. He does have the right to do that. I understand some people don't like it, but he does have the right to do it. And to go to find a judge in California or somewhere else to say, for the rest of the country, you've got to listen to what I say, and the president can't make that move in Washington. Like, that just doesn't make sense. Why do judges in these smaller jurisdictions have the ability to stop what's happening somewhere across the country from where they're actually sitting on the bench? So courts have definitely, judges in particular, I would say, need to be reined in. The good thing about this issue is bringing it to light the power of the lower courts right now, which may not be the power which Congress originally intended for them to have. So this isn't, you know, Congress actually created these these district courts where a lot of this action is happening. And it may be that they decide, you know what, we've given them too much power. This is not what we intended. And they can take that back. So this may be an issue that in the long run ends up getting the balance more in play of where it ought to be.
Yeah. And for those that become frustrated with what some of these progressive judges are doing, and in some cases, if not many, may say, well, you know, you say go and vote, but many of these judges are appointed, some, depending on what level, some are appointed, some, you know, find their way onto the ballot. But it is another reason to be registered to vote and vote when you have opportunity, because even if the judges are being appointed, the people who appoint them are typically elected, right? Is just another reason for us to be active, to be registered to vote, and to actually get out there and vote. So great information. Federalist.com is where you'll find that story, and soon to probably land elsewhere. But Genevieve, as always, we appreciate the support from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. And of course, we typically let our listeners know they'll find a lot of content that'll be relevant to them at dailysignal.com as well. Appreciate your time and look forward to catching up again.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.